Unfortunately for us, I think we lost some key personnel at the beginning of the year, which massively affected us. We haven't replaced those people. And we've brought in other players which probably are not the ones we wanted exactly, because you're having to get people in that you're desperate for. You need someone, you need backup, and that's what we got backup. But the dynamics of the team has totally changed because of these players that have gone. And unfortunately for us, we're playing in a way which is just so scrappy at the moment, dropping the ball, and we just look like a former team of ourselves. And it's really depressing at times. But again, when you look at the video and you look at all the positive traits out of the game, when we've got three people running through the line, and two of them, if you pass the ball to either one of them, scores a try. The other person gets absolutely smashed at the line. The decision we take is the one at the line. And that just keeps happening to us. And I think we need to work hard, work in a smart way, and change our own look. If we do that, confidence will grow. We'll get the bounce of the ball and the decisions, and eventually things will change for us.
A few teams have shown this year that, you know, one win can quickly become two and then three and so on. I mean, you feel like potentially just one win away from getting back on track.
Yeah, without a doubt, I think we are just one win away, because it will give us confidence. And I look at a team like Wakefield, and I watched them in the pre-season friendly against Leeds, and they were absolutely fantastic. And I honestly thought this team was going to surprise a few teams this year. And the first few games they played, they was horrible. It was absolutely terrible, and I was disappointed. I backed them myself. And now suddenly things have changed. They've found a way to win. They've made a few changes at the club. And whatever they've done has worked in a positive way, and they've decided to go in that direction. You've just got to find a positive action to then gain a positive result. And if we find out what our positive action is, then we'll get the results. It's just a matter of time.
Hull themselves have shown, haven't they? I mean, when they lost at Widnes, everyone was getting carried away about them. But since then, I mean, touching distance to the top four, a good run of form, and you're right back in the mix, aren't you?
Yeah, they should be as well with that team, and in all fairness, the amount of money that they've spent and the quality of player they've got, they should be pushing, and they'd be one of my teams at the beginning of the year that I'd expect to push. But they haven't done it in previous years, because sometimes they just can't get those good performances out. But with the team they've got, you'd expect them to do that, but they'll have bad games, and they'll have good games. For us, we need to make sure that they have a bad game, because again, our destination is in our hands. We've got to make sure that we put people in a position where they're uncomfortable. We haven't done that against teams so far.
Is it mental now, rather than physical, for you lads?
No, it's a bit of everything. I don't believe in like one or the other. I think there's certain aspects you've got to have out of both, and the mental side of it is obviously a massive part of it, and belief comes with the physical actions of actually performing well and doing well. And for us, we've got to change it. You know, we've got to stop dropping the ball. If you stop dropping the ball, you put people under pressure, you see other people's body language in your head, you know that they're tired, you know you're going to get opportunities, you keep working harder, make the right decisions, break the opposition down mentally and physically, both parts of it. We're breaking ourselves, we're doing it the opposite way around. We're throwing the ball, dropping it, and then mentally we're thinking, oh no, we're in a world of trouble here, feeling sorry for ourselves, and compounding that, and then they go and score, and we're just gone. You've got to change that. It's two sides to it, I think, personally, and you've got to get the right balance.
And looking at it, I mean, look at your points difference. When you look at the number of games you've lost, the points difference is minuscule, isn't it? So it's fine margins every week, isn't it?
Yeah, I think last year, the year we actually came top, we must have won about eight games by about 2 points, and We put people under pressure and managed to win games and finish them. And you know, we say it's, you know, if you're playing badly but you're winning, you're a good side. We're actually playing badly and losing only by a couple, and it's a strange change of fortune. But it also gives you confidence in the sense that we can do it. We're scoring plenty of points. We've just got to try and finish the games. We're 8 points up against Castleford and absolutely bombed it. And again, that probably goes down to the mentality side, not knowing how to finish it. But the decisions we make sometimes are atrocious and quite laughable at times, and we just run around like headless chickens at times.
This club has not been in this situation for a long time, has it? No. You've been really consistent throughout the last few years. Are you confident you guys are going to turn this around quickly?
Yeah, I think a team that's got the likes of Brough in it, even like Joe Wardle, and I look around Sammy Rapira, Hinchcliffe and Chubbs, you know, the team is full of quality, Jermaine McGilvery, crying out loud. Leroy as well, England internationals. Like I say, when we was in this position a long time ago, we didn't have that quality. Not quite. I don't mean to be so disrespectful to the lads back then, but they were in a position which they could get out of. We're in a position that we can totally change, and it's just down to us to do that.